You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Welcome to a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Coming your way from our studios here in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Thank you for joining us, not only today, but each and every day. Got a good show coming up for you. We'll take a look at the weekend that was in the world of sports. Talk a little Iowa baseball, a little Iowa men's basketball news coming out today officially. And maybe a little bit of a baseball as well. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. That's the phone line as well. Same digits, 319-366-1600. Coming away at 1600 AM, 102.3 FM at Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes on the other side of the table, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Isaac Elzinga, ready to go with his hoodie on, hopefully for the last time this year, on the other side of the glass. It's draft week. We hope everybody had a good Easter weekend out there, and we are ready to go. A lot of football coming up as we get to the back half of the week. And talked some NFL draft with you. John Cooper of Our Lad Scouting Service joined us last Thursday, I should say. And if you missed that conversation or any of our local shows, you can go back and listen to those on our podcasts. They're available at kgymradio.com, Apple, or Spotify. How are you?
I'm good. Had a good weekend. Good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone. But today, yet another year, I failed to qualify for the Boston Marathon. I can't beat those Kenyans anyway, but
I couldn't beat a snail for 26 miles.
I switched over for a minute, and they were interviewing the winners afterwards. They weren't even out of breath. Are you kidding me? Running 2.5 hours, 2 hours, whatever. Anyway,
they're good. They're very good at that. Hi, Isaac. How was your weekend?
Pretty good. I don't know. Pretty uneventful. Don't really do anything that special for Easter, so.
Just hung out?
Yeah, started NBA playoffs, watched a lot of basketball.
No hockey?
I watched hockey.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
But basketball started at like noon. So I then would carry on throughout the rest of the day, so I watched a lot of that.
A lot of golf yesterday. RBC Heritage, and other than for a 5-minute period of time when Mark and I had our ship sunk yet again, it was a heck of a tournament. Justin Thomas, back in the winner's circle for the first time since 2022 PGA Championship. And we'll talk golf on Wednesday with Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Talk baseball coming up tomorrow with Cal Eldred, but good to see Justin Thomas get back in the winner's circle.
Yeah, it was a really good win in a playoff, and a rookie won on the LPGA Tour, a really outstanding player out of LSU named Ingrid Lindblad, yeah. She's really good. But, Isaac mentioned the NBA and crazy stuff. A 51-point win, comeback, 21 straight points to get a victory at crazy stuff.
Yeah, that Nuggets-Clippers game was pretty crazy. I was really surprised that the Timberwolves beat the Lakers in game one.
Yeah.
Just because I had the Lakers like being in my Western Conference Finals. The Thunder came out and I think calmed a lot of fears that people had with them. Just because the youth for me was the biggest thing for them. And they looked just fine. So it should be a fun... There should be some fun first-round matchups.
Yeah, and then... Then he had Golden State beating Houston last night.
Yeah, I saw that. I picked Golden
State. You think
State
Golden State's going to win it? Okay.
Yeah, I think the Rockets have been operating on a year ahead of schedule is kind of how I see them. They're still super young and super inexperienced that just being the 2 seed at this point and making the playoffs is a win for their season. Like they are super young. They can still develop a ton and just learn from this experience.
We've only had one lower seed beating a higher seed in the NHL playoffs so far. Let's hope that changes tonight with the Blues and the Winnipeg Jets. Had them down a goal in the third period, and then all heck broke loose, as often happens in the NHL playoffs. 319-366-1600. CDG says, next year, Dukes, next year. Start training now.
That's one goal I have for next year, I guess.
You can already check that one off. Speaking of the NBA playoffs, we've got NBA action coming up for you tonight at 8:30. It'll be game two between the LA Clippers and the Denver Nuggets from Denver. And Denver leading that series 1-0. We'll have that for you coming up this evening right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. 319-366-1600 as we dive into things here on a Monday edition of the program. As I mentioned, it is NFL draft week, and Mark and I and Isaac, I don't know of a mock draft that you have put out. Have you put one out?
No, I don't typically. I just go on the draft simulator and just make a bunch and have fun with it. I don't know.
That's it?
I don't really have like an official mock draft. I just have fun with, I make a bunch and just have fun and see which one gets the most correct.
I think us three are the only three people in America that don't have a mock draft.
I don't like them because there's going to be trades.
Yeah.
So how do you make a mock draft without knowing the trades?
Well, you mock a trade.
I do try to predict trades or things that I think would be fun. But again, it never happens. But to me, the fun of mock drafts is just, oh, this could be a fun fit. That's kind of how I approach it. I think this player on this team would be fun to see, which usually means my mock drafts are way wrong because it's not actually what's going to happen. It's what I want to see happen.
Made the mistake last night, late in the evening, of watching the 30 for 30 on the 83 draft and got depressed all over again. The Elway to Marino 30 for 30. That one, it just always fascinates me. Everything that goes on, even in 1983 behind the scenes, between agents, players, owners, general managers, et cetera, et cetera, and how things have changed looking at old footage from 1983 on ESPN. It's quite amazing. And interestingly enough, the Chiefs still selected Todd Blackledge with the sixth pick in the 1983 NFL draft. And then I got depressed all over again.
Oops.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Josh and Ely is still hyperventilating over the Nuggets game on Saturday night. Says Nebraska Jason. Hope he's better now. We'll see.
It was a fun game. You got the full Russell Westbrook experience, though. You got awesome three-pointer and then boneheaded plays late. It was a... I can't imagine being a Nuggets fan and seeing that sequence of plays late in the game.
74-70, go back and listen to our podcast with John Cooper. We talked about Caleb Johnson quite a bit on that one. And 74-70, wondering if he's going to fall to the third round with all the running back depth in this class. And it's a possibility, but keep in mind, and it's interesting because speaking of the 83 draft, the second and third picks were running backs. You would never have that in 2025. Never have that. It was Kurt Warner and a guy named Eric Dickerson that turned out to be pretty good.
Not the Kurt Warner.
Not the Cedar Rapids Kurt Warner. The Penn State Kurt Warner, who was a running back for the Nittany Lions back in the early 80s. John Cooper liked Caleb Johnson as the second round pick. He really did, if you go back and listen to that. But it's not going to be the worst thing in the world if he falls to the third round on Friday. He's going to be picked Friday sometime.
I think the biggest point that John made was that Iowa was not, it was better, but it was not a prolific passing team by any means last year, thus allowing defenses to load up against the running game. And yet Caleb Johnson put out the year that he did. I think that was the biggest point I took away from John Cooper's comments.
Yeah. I should mention this as well. We're going to have an Emil Sideways scoreboard update toward the bottom of the hour, and it is our first day of our brand new Spring into Cash giveaway here on 1600 ESPN. We've teamed up with a national contest to give our listeners a chance to win $5,000, and we will have that opportunity for today's keyword coming up for you at about 3:30. Cyclone Tim has not run since 1974.
I think Tim and I may be in the same ballpark. I don't know.
Mark, you and I were never big, and I love the coaches. I love what track and field does, but it just was never my cup of tea. Man, it just wasn't.
I did run track, not very well, in junior high. Because
I think everybody ran track in junior
football
high.
Football coach wanted me to, but yeah. No.
Not my cup of tea. But it's I love track and field. Love talking about it. 319-366-1600. This weekend, another big weekend for Rick Keller and the Iowa baseball team as the Hawkeyes went up to Ann Arbor, Michigan and got the brooms out and swept the Michigan Wolverines in three games. Iowa now 17-4 in the Big Ten. Hawkeyes 27-11 overall. It was a good RPI weekend for Rick Keller and the Hawkeyes as they made a progressive leap in that particular category. Not to the point where you're not hyperventilating about what could happen, but you feel a little bit better and a little more stable after the three-game sweep of the Michigan Wolverines.
This is developing into and has developed into a pretty interesting story. And after starting off, I think 3-6, they just strung wins together and strung series wins together in the Big Ten. The Big Ten isn't very strong, okay? There's probably three or four teams, three of them on the West Coast that are pretty good, but the Big Ten is fourth in the country in RPI and from a conference standpoint. But nevertheless, Iowa has won these games. And actually, among the four losses are a couple one-run losses, I think, one in extra innings. So it has taken care of business and certainly is a contender. Or is it a pretender? Because you look ahead to what is in store for Iowa, not including the non-conference games. They got two this week, Western Illinois and St. Thomas. But the three remaining series in the Big Ten, all three are in the top six in the Big Ten. And combined, they have a winning percentage of almost 60%. In addition to that, there's a series over in Des Moines against the number three team in the country, Oregon State. That's what lies ahead for
this
Iowa baseball
team. That's
going to
be a big three-game series.
It's against Indiana. Iowa has to go to Washington and then host number 13, Oregon, in the Big Ten Conference. Iowa hasn't won a conference regular season championship since 1990. It's been a while. If you remember Tim Costo and Chris Hatcher and that group. All that being said, Iowa, whatever you want to say about the strength of the conference, is taking care of business. And it shouldn't be surprising because Rick Keller has a winning season every year. He's in the top half of the Big Ten almost every year. So I guess while it's a really interesting story, it probably shouldn't be that surprising.
You hit the nail on the head. If you'd like to comment, 319-366-1600. Where Iowa is going to make some hay or it's going to go, unfortunately, the other way is going to be ahead of them. You mentioned the Oregon State non-conference three-game set. That's going to be in Des Moines over at Principal Park. They start off back at home. In fact, if you want to go see good baseball, Iowa at home Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this week. Western Illinois, the Leathernecks come in tomorrow night. St. Thomas on Wednesday night. And then the Indiana three-game series will get started 6 o'clock on Friday night, 2 o'clock on Saturday, and a 1 o'clock game on Sunday. Hoosiers right now are 12-9 in the Big Ten, and Indiana just over the 500 mark. They're 22-18 overall, sixth place in the 17-team Big Ten. Remember, Wisconsin does not play baseball. But as you talked about, Iowa still has Washington, which is tied for fourth. They've got USC, which is 14-7 and 27-11 overall, just like Iowa.
Did I miss USC? I didn't think they played USC.
They don't play USC.
Oh, yeah.
They don't play USC this year.
Or UCLA.
Or UCLA, who is 13-5 right now. So it's a... hey, if you told Rick Heller before the year, going into late April, you're going to be on top of the Big Ten Conference, 27-11 overall, and you are going to be in a good position as far as your RPI is concerned, I don't know how he doesn't take it at this point.
It appears, and you saw him last week, that the pitching has really been... You know, the big thing with this team, because remember last year, walks were a huge thing, especially with the bullpen. But Iowa got three quality starts over the weekend at Michigan, and the bullpen held up just fine, won some tight games, and that's what you got to do. So certainly a contender, but you look at what's ahead. You know, if Iowa can capitalize on a couple of those series, maybe it will win the Big Ten championship. We'll see.
Take care of business this week. At least get 2, if not 3, against Indiana. You know, Cade Obermueller, we've talked about how well he has pitched so far this year and needs to come out, establish things on Friday night against Indiana. At least get 1. I mean, you can't get swept by Oregon State. You just can't. If you get 1, you can live with that. 2 would be great. You know, it's a non-conference situation for Oregon State as well. I believe they're
playing. They're not in a conference this year.
Are they doing West Coast Conference? No,
they're independent this year.
They're a nomadic beaver experience.
So they're not going to save any pitchers.
Yeah, so they're coming at you with everything they got because they're trying to do it the hard way, and that's the independent route. And after that, Oregon just... Get 1, get 2, and you're going to be in good shape, I think.
Yeah, certainly should be in good shape to go to the Big Ten Conference Tournament. Maybe they've clinched already. I don't know. I don't have those scenarios, but a lot of games to play.
Too many games to go through a clinching scenario.
Absolutely. At least I was in position to do something special.
Yeah, they are. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in on the Hawkeye baseball team with Rick Heller. Have you seen them, Isaac? You need to go see them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're a fun group. And I know that Duane Banks renovations were scheduled. I don't know what happened with those, if they got canceled. I can't remember. But I do hope the team gets the attention it deserves because, like Mark mentioned, Rick Heller's done a lot for that program. He's been very consistent as far as winning goes when you look at the sort of history of Iowa baseball and where he stands up against the sort of what he does with the program historically and that has been historically not fantastic or anything like that. So I hope it draws more attention to the team and I hope gets some energy behind the program.
Now keep in mind that there are some people that follow the RPI, obviously. It's basically the same formula as the RPI quad system for men's basketball that they use for the baseball as well. And you cannot be poo-pooing the mid-majors in basketball and then saying that the mid-major – and let's face it, in baseball, Mark, the Big Ten is sort of a mid-major, to be honest with you.
This year.
Usually it is. I mean, the Big Ten gets 2, maybe 3 teams into the regionals. Just being truthful. It's not a league that is thought of as a power conference in baseball, in college baseball. So if you get an RPI that's going to be, you know, mid to high 50s, you're kind of right on the bubble, just like you are in basketball.
Iowa is 57 today. It was 88 going into the series against Michigan and improved 30-some spots. And against these better teams in the Big Ten, that's going to aid that RPI. Listen, the top six teams in the RPI in the nation are from the SEC. There's no question that that's the best conference, and it has been.
By a mile.
But you throw the ball out there, see what happens if you get that opportunity.
And it's a different type of baseball, too. I mean, it is – think of it in this respect. How big wrestling is in Iowa City, that's how big college baseball is in the SEC. 12 to 15 to 20,000 seat stadiums down there, and they fill them up each and every night for SEC play.
You're not going to see that in Iowa City. Although, last week, in the last home series, got terrific crowds.
Yep.
But how many more people? You're not going to get 10,000 to watch Iowa baseball, are you?
Well, you hope someday, but not right now. I mean, climate plays a part in it. There are a lot of things that play a part in it. But it is what it is. Iowa, if they win the regular season in the Big Ten, I think their footing is pretty good. It's going to be
for
the NCAA regionals. Yeah. It's going to be really hard to keep Iowa out if they win the Big Ten regular season, no matter what happens in the Big Ten baseball tournament.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be hard to keep them out of there. 319-366-1600. When was the last time a Big Ten team made the College World Series? Asks 1017. I believe that was Indiana. When Schwarber was there? I want to say.
I have to look for sure. Indiana's done well. Michigan's done well. Minnesota's done well in the past.
Michigan has been there
recently.
Illinois
had good teams.
Yep.
Just not this year.
Michigan has been there somewhat recently. Indiana has been there somewhat recently. And Isaac's on it, right? He's on it. We'll have that answer for you after our Sports Center update.
Clearly, there's no NIL money for Ohio State baseball.
No. Because the Buckos are dead last in Big Ten baseball at 2-16 and 9-27 overall. If it wasn't spring football, people would be panicking in Columbus. Oh, man. 319-366-1600. Before we get it to you, Mark, and get everybody up to date on an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, it is time for your chance to enter into the Spring in the Cash giveaway right here on 1600 ESPN. We are teaming up with a national contest to give our listeners a chance to win a $5,000 prize. Go to KGYM Radio right now and enter the keyword in the entry form for your chance to win. Today's winning keyword is spring. Again, today's word is spring. You can check out the full contest rules. They're available at our website at kgymradio.com. And next chance to hear the keyword and enter will be during Spencer on Sports at 5:30 coming up this afternoon. All right, Mark, let's get it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. And it is right across from Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. What do we got?
While Kenyans won the men's and women's Boston Marathon, the Red Sox defeated the White Sox.
Yeah, that's about as shocking as the White Sox losing.
4-2 in the traditional Patriots Day game this morning. Iowa Wrestling has landed the 197-pounder. He is Massima Ndinye, a three-time Division III national champion at Wartburg. He is also a two-time Pan Am Games age group gold medalist. In other transfer portal news, former Iowa Hawkeye Lottie Dembele has moved on to UNLV. At Iowa State, linebacker Jack Sadowski who started 17 games in two seasons, announced he will transfer. Iowa men's basketball will participate in the AccraSure Series tournament next November in Palm Desert, California. Games are November 25th and 26th. Opponents are to be determined. You and I also in that field.
And the Nevada Wolfpack.
Finally, the Dyersville-based movie Field of Dreams made its limited debut on this day in 1989. It was released nationwide 2 weeks later and eventually grossed $84.5 million. Again, such movies as Batman and Indiana Jones and, yeah.
Man, 36 years ago. That is hard to believe. Hard to believe. Again, if you want to enter today's keyword, go to KGYMRadio.com and our website and enter it right there. Did you find the information, Isaac?
It looks like it was Michigan in 2019.
Okay.
So I could have missed someone on the list here, but I think it's Michigan.
I think Indiana was either the year prior, a couple years ahead.
Indiana's last time was 2013.
Okay, that was with Schwarber. So it's been 12 years since that appearance by the Indiana Hoosiers. Michigan, the last Big Ten team to get in there, and it's been 6 years.
Schwarber's been gone from Indiana that long?
Well, I think he was a youngster at Indiana.
Now we got more research for Isaac.
A couple more things for him to look at. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. A little basketball news to let you know about, and we'll talk about that when we return. 3:32, Monday edition of the Gym Class, coming away right here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. There's going to be some more sunshine this afternoon, and temperatures are going to be rising into the low 60s. There will be less wind around as well. We'll have clear skies tonight, and temperatures drop down into the mid-40s. Then we're going to have clouds building back in and the chance for rain increasing heading into early Tuesday morning. There will be some dry time tomorrow. Temperatures will be in the low 70s. And we'll have the chance for some additional rounds of storms tomorrow night and through the rest of the week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
We've said it for years, we're going to give you our best price or most competitive price up front, and now Ford's brought that to the table.
Just makes you feel good.
Patrick Eads and Terry Adams with Deary Ford.
It's a true Ford employee pricing plan.
As if you work for Ford or you're a retiree from Ford,
you could walk in and buy a new Ford for less money than I could purchase one for.
I have never seen Ford do a sale like this.
The From America for America event through June 2nd.
Shop Deary Ford, Iowa City.
When we say here for you, we mean it.
It's a great deal.
Scott Unash here for your neighborhood Quick Star, and the weather's warming up. That means it's dessert time and ice cream time, and you can check that out at your neighborhood Quick Star with Nature's Touch Ice Cream. They've got a terrific starting lineup with great flavors like chocolate, vanilla, cookies and cream, mint chocolate chip, and a whole lot more. There's no such thing as a bad pick, so go on pick up some Nature's Touch Ice Cream, which is on sale now, chocolate or vanilla in the 1 gallon buckets, $4.99, limit two. And also on sale today, Quickery Breakfast Sausage Links, 12-ounce package, $2.49, limit two, and Nature's Touch Milk. And the 1 gallon jugs, skim 1% or 2%, $2.99, and limit three. And when you stop on by, remember to use your Quick Rewards app. Stop on by your neighborhood Quick Star.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local for everything. Clothes, food, a deserving charity, a new ride, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local.
This message proudly presented by The Villas at Stony Point, Randy's Flooring, Revival Theater Company, and 1600 ESPN.
Hey, hey, what do you say? The Cubs are on 1600 ESPN. We're broadcasting Chicago Cubs games all season long, proudly presented by Yonda Motor Services. Get ready to fly the W and see KGYMRadio.com for scheduled games.
Whether you're building a single roof or a successful roofing business, roofing contractors like you need the right tools for the job, and software is no exception. ServiceTitan is on a mission to be the most powerful software platform for the trades. With purpose-built technology proven to maximize revenue, streamline operations, and deliver five-star customer experiences, we are taking roofing companies like yours to the next level and beyond. ServiceTitan. We are built for this. See what we can do for roofers at ServiceTitan.com.
Vivid Seats is your ultimate destination for basketball and hockey this season. With a game-changing rewards program and an unbeatable selection of tickets, they make it easy for every fan to watch their favorite teams and players in action. Catch every one-timer and buzzer-beating three live and in person from your favorite seat. Plus, every ticket is backed by a 100% buyer guarantee, giving you peace of mind with every purchase. Don't miss out. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN.
Back with you at 3:36. We're doing research here during the break. Everybody's on something. We got different assignments here at 3:36. Welcome back. It is the Monday edition of the Gym Class here on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 ESPN. Isaac, your report first. You go ahead. You look like you're ready to jump in there.
Oh, yeah. Schwarber played from 2012 to 2014. Yeah, it was right in the middle was the College World Series run.
Okay. Got that taken care of. Mark, what was your assignment? Did you have one?
I don't believe I did.
Okay, I had an assignment. Got a text from Rod during the break. With the additions of the West Coast teams to the Big Ten, where would the conference rate as a whole for baseball? Is it the third best conference? I'm looking at the conference RPIs right now. The Big Ten is fifth because independent is number one, according to this, which is not a conference. So it's fourth, third, fourth. SEC, ACC, Big 12, Big 10.
Correct.
Now, Iowa being the leader of the Big 10 is 57 in the RPI. Oregon State, they have 11. And the rest of the breakdown in baseball, and Big 12's got a good baseball conference. Dallas Baptist is in there. Iowa State does not have baseball, as we know, but there's some good teams in there mm-hmm. that are kind of one-offs. Conference USA is right behind the Big Ten, then the Sun Belt, the AAC, the American Athletic Conference, then the Southland, and then the Southern. Mm-hmm. The Big East is down at 12. You know, the Mountain West is 15, and the Missouri Valley, 22nd. Remember when the Missouri Valley was a top six or seven baseball league?
Rick Heller, was it UNI and Indiana State?
And Indiana State, but Wichita State was a big part of that.
Yeah.
With Gene Smithson, they left. You're going to have a lot of teams from the SEC and the ACC and the Big 12 that are going to make up a lot of the regions.
Yeah.
I think that's the bottom line. The Big 10 is better with Oregon, USC, UCLA, and Washington. It has helped. Because I don't know what it would be without those
four.
Just
look at the top of the Big Ten standings aside from Iowa.
Those are the teams in there.
Yeah.
There you go. 3-39. Speaking of Iowa, we go from baseball to men's basketball. Rumors and reports throughout the weekend, and now it is official as the Hawkeyes have picked up a new player, Alvaro Fulgaris. He is the Horizon League Player of the Year from Robert Morris. He's a 6'9", 215-pound forward. He will have two seasons remaining of eligibility at the University of Iowa. And he was, as I mentioned, the Horizon League Player of the Year, made the NCAA tournament, had a nice game against Alabama in the first round. Had 14 points, 9.1 rebounds, 3.2 assists, and 1.4 steals per game. Shot 54% from the field. And, yes, he can hit the three. He shot 109 of them and was a 41% three-point shooter at Robert Morris as they made their maiden voyage into the Horizon League this past year. definitely a guy that Iowa had on their radar, and definitely a guy that Iowa is going to need. Probably still would like to pick up another big for Ben McCollum.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think this is a pretty good fit for Iowa. What we don't know, and people have to keep in mind, is that Vulgaris was, like you said, in the Horizon League, and Wright State is not Michigan State. And while he had, you know, you mentioned the Alabama game in the NCAA tournament, he had 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 4 assists. And Robert Morris was right with Alabama that whole game before it lost by 9. So, yeah, he did it, has done it. These Drake guys coming in, a half a dozen of them, 30 wins. They're winners in the Missouri Valley largely. Did have some very good wins during the season. Can they do it night in, night out? And can McCollum build the chemistry with these guys from everywhere? Cooper Kotz, the only leftover from the Fran McCaffrey era. But aside from all that, I think pretty solid. Watch some film of him. Yeah, he can hit a three-pointer. I think that was the Wright State game.
You got Wright State on the brain.
Yeah. Northern Kentucky, who else is in there?
Northern Kentucky's good.
We don't. They're not Michigan State, Scott.
No, they're not Michigan State, but they've made a smooth transition as a big timer in D2 to the Division I ranks.
The thing is that McCollum is putting this roster together, and with I mentioned a half a dozen Drake guys, this Fulgaris from Robert Morris, the Kansas State guard. Who am I missing? Cooper Kotch is in there.
Bennett Sturts, Cale Combs, Cam Manawu, Isaiah Howard, Tavian Banks, Trevin Urak, the Mr. Basketball from Iowa, who prepped at West Des Moines Valley, and Cooper Kotch. That's your group. Oh, yeah. Hauser, the...
I mentioned him.
Okay. Yeah. The young man from Kansas State. As it's still a roster that needs a little bit more height. Manawu, I think, could play center at this point. Urak's going to have to jump in there and get his feet wet almost immediately. He's more of a back-to-the-basket guy. He's a prototypical center from, back in the day, if you will. I hate to do that to somebody because he has shot three-pointers for Valley this year and made him. But I think he's going to be more of an inside guy. And he's going to have his great moments, and he's going to have moments that it's not going to be real pretty out there. This is going to be, and people know it, it's going to be a completely different look than Iowa basketball has seen over the last decade and a half.
I guess I'm just more of a pump the brakes kind of guy. That, we haven't seen these guys in Iowa uniforms, together. It all sounds good, and these recruiting guys said, massive get for Iowa, huge get. Well, we'll see. We'll see.
Ben McCollum, I think this is the line, his quote here. He said, quote, on top of that, he shoots at a high clip, is super competitive, and he has won, and we value winning. On top of that, his ability to pass the ball and trigger offense, which is what we needed. That is a Ben McCollum guy. High character, a guy that's got winning in his background, and is a team player. And if you watch Drake basketball this past year, that was Drake basketball.
And I think... if I remember right, I have to go back to my text from last week or the week prior. Kevin Lehman, our friend that's with us every week in basketball season, he expects McCollum to have more of a Drake-type team this first season, which if Iowa wins 30 games, fine.
Well, I'm not going to hold my breath on that. Hey, if Iowa wins 30 games, Ben McCollum's going to be the back-to-back National Coach of the Year. Let's just put it that way. Write it down. Isaac, April 21st, 3:44. Scott says Ben McCollum's coach of the year if they win 30. Can you make a note of that?
I will make a note.
Thank you. How about the wrestler Iowa guy? Do you know much about him? The former Wartburg Knight.
I don't know a ton about him. I obviously 3-time national champion at the D3 level. He also spent a couple years in JUCO, if I recall, but with that ruling, he got those years back. I could be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure he spent at least 1 year at a JUCO. Really good. Has competed at a high level on the international scene. You mentioned the Pan Am Games, U23s, high performers there. So I think he can come in and podium next year. Like I know it's D3 to D1, but there's good wrestlers at all levels as far as college wrestling is concerned. So I think he's someone who could come in and podium, be an All-American for Iowa next season, and give Ludington some time to develop. I still think you're going to see Ludington at 197 a couple of times, just because that's usually what Iowa does. But it's a really big get, because again, you get to develop your guys as they kind of grow into college wrestling a little bit more, put on some more muscle and stuff like that. So I think it's a really solid get, and they needed a 197 yes. pounder, so it was a pretty clear gap. Again, no disrespect to Ludington, I think he's going to be fantastic, but it's tough for a freshman to come in and dominate as a true freshman. So I think it's an awesome get.
I don't think it's a I hate using the term stopgap for a guy. Mm. Especially a guy that's won 3 national championships. I mean, this guy's got talent, obviously. So if he can come in there, and you mentioned Ludington doing maybe 2 or 3, he could do a Ferrari. Mm-hmm. Not saying he's going to have quite the success that Angelo had, especially in one particular meet toward the end of the regular season, but I can see that happening next year.
Yeah, I think the transfers all just kind of were great gets for Iowa so far. I do wonder if they're still going to target a guy for 157 or if they're going to ride with Estrada. We'll see what comes of that. But again, it gives you the chance to, they got a 197 guy. They brought in Dean Peterson, who can, now you can sit DeLuca for a year and have him develop a little bit while it's still developing Dean Peterson a little bit, help him take that next step and actually become an All-American that he couldn't quite get to, get him to another level that he couldn't quite get to at Rutgers. So I think the transfers have been really, really well identified as far as weight classes go and how they set up the team going forward.
By and large, Scott, transfers are stopgaps.
Well, yeah, but I don't like using that
term. You don't get a transfer very often. I got 3 years left.
Well, more and more. We'll get to that story in a moment. Never mind. We'll get to that coming up in a little bit. 319-366-1600. Text line available to you. And, yeah, we'll find out. 8582 says D1 wrestling is another planet. And I agree. But I think that – and there's been a debate for so many years with Wartburg doing so well, the former Iowa Conference schools, how would they do, you know, if they had to go against these people each and every time they go out? And no, they're not going to have great success. But I think you're going to find some individuals that can take that next step. We're going to find out.
I'll tell you, back when Division III wrestlers, national champions, qualified for the D1 tournament, that was Isaac can help me. I remember there was a heavyweight not too long ago from a non-Division I school who was just phenomenal. When I was going to Co, Nick Hobbs, great wrestler.
Yep.
Tim Johnson, our friend, and we had a heavyweight from Boone that went to the D1 Nationals because they won the National Division III tournaments. Rarely won it, but every now and then you got a guy who was really good. And I wish I could remember that heavyweight's name.
Maybe it's the caller has that answer for you. 319-366-1600 as we come your way at 349. It is a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Cal Eldred will join us coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to talking some MLB tomorrow with Cal. And Troy from Muscatine County joining us here on this Monday afternoon here in Eastern Iowa. Troy, how are you?
great guys, great show. I wanted to pipe in to get your take about these levels of competition. You know, I worked for an NAIA school and went to a D3 school. It's just interesting for me to discuss with people about the level of competition when it comes to wrestling, right? Like, Grandview's been very dominant in NAIA, but I don't think, and with all due respect to them, they've got a great program. I just don't think they have to go through the levels of schools that D3 do. Not to say that they don't have great talent and competition. And when you look at football, you've got your NAIA, which is scholarship, your D3, which is non-scholarship. Then you got a program like Drake, which is 1AA non-scholarship. So it's like, to me, it brings a lot of things into question.
It does. It does. You make a good point right there, especially the football.
Iowa just got a Division II tackle who may be in the starting lineup this year.
From Ferris State.
You know, sometimes those guys just develop later. But can they compete on a regular basis in wrestling? Probably not.
Although Grandview is tough.
I think there's individuals who can perform at high levels.
I would agree.
Like, again, you look at these guys.
Hasselrig. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, yeah, that's exactly who you're thinking about. But I think there's individuals every now and then that are just kind of different and can really exceed in the higher levels. And I think he could be one of them based off of what I've seen at youth sort of tournaments like the Pan Am U23s. Like, again, I'm not saying he's going to come in and win at 197, but I think there's a solid chance he comes in and can make the podium and be a not just a stopgap. Like it is technically a stopgap because he's only going to be there for a season, but he can actually be a high performer as well as it only being 1 year.
True. Troy, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Great show.
319-366-1600. Did you yell Hasselrig?
Carlton Hasselrig. Where was he from?
1728 says started last season in Wisconsin, then transferred back to Wartburg. So, Wisconsin?
No.
No, that's the guy. That's the guy they picked up.
Okay.
That's the guy. I think he committed to Wisconsin and then decided to go to Wartburg.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
85-82 reminding us Iowa State smoked Grandview. And team-wise, yes, I agree. But I'm with Isaac saying that I think there's some individuals that can cut it. We're going to find out. D3 to D1. We'll see what the 197-pounder can do. Mention the tournament that the Iowa men's basketball team going to next year, and that is going to be the Acrisure Series. It's going to be played in Palm Desert, California. And in case you are curious about it, it's a 16-team deal. I don't know if this is a – you play two, you don't
– they have four pods of four teams.
Okay.
And you play two games.
All right.
Four tournaments in one.
Let's hope the organizers do not put Iowa with Minnesota or Washington because they are fellow Big Ten teams. The other teams include Colorado, mentioned Minnesota, Utah, Stanford, Washington, another Big Ten team, San Francisco, and Santa Clara from the West Coast Conference, who are both really good basketball schools. San Jose State, Cal Baptist, San Diego, not San Diego State, that would be the University of San Diego, Loyola, Sister Jean, Tulsa, and then you and I in Nevada. Do we finally get – how much fun would people have if I was two games out in Palm Springs, Palm Desert, California, against Nevada and you and I?
Probably not going to happen, and it's not going to happen that Iowa's going to play Big Ten teams either.
Could get
one. They're not going to play Washington or Minnesota.
Right. They could get a UNI or a
might
Nevada.
Get a UNI, might get Nevada. We'll see.
Oh, that would be fun. Would that get people going? All right, we'll take a break, come back, wrap things up for you on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us, more to come right after this.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Okay, on the grass, but out of the street. Perfect.
Why are you raking your leaves to the curb?
It's spring leaf time, so the City of Cedar Rapids leaf vacuum will be around.
Leaves just go in your yardie cart, don't they?
You can, but this time of year, you can also rake them in a long row on the grass beside the street, and the vacuum truck will pick them all up.
I don't have time to rake right now.
That's okay. They'll be picking up through April 24th. You've got time.
How do you know all this?
I got the message from CRNewsNow.com.
Sign up for CR News Now, or go to the city website for more info.
Back with you to wrap things up on a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Cal Eldred will join us coming up tomorrow. Talk Major League Baseball, baseball in general. Looking forward to that. And then Caddy Smack on the Gym Class on the Wednesday edition of the show. And coming up next, it'll be Spencer on Sports for 4 until 6. And that includes your next chance to enter into the Spring into the Cash giveaway. That will be at around 5:30 with Spencer. 319-366-1600. Cooper Flagg is going to the NBA. That wasn't a foregone conclusion, Mark. There was some speculation with NIL and everything going on right now. Yeah, maybe an outside possibility. He might try it again at Duke, but he's going to be the number one pick, and he's going to make a lot of money.
Somebody's going to get a fine player in the middle of May when the NBA draft lottery is held. I think teams like Utah and Washington, maybe Charlotte.
Isaac. could be
have
Utah.
The best chance there, but yeah.
Utah Jazz.
Yeah, Utah has never had the number one overall pick.
No better time than the present.
No better time than now. I hope. I really hope. But it's what, a 15-ish percent chance now that they've kind of reduced or redone how the lottery works? I just know it's not going to happen. I'm going to get my hopes too high, and they're not going to get them.
You will get a Cooper Flagg jersey, though, if he goes to Utah.
Oh, absolutely.
There you go.
I had a Donovan Mitchell one when he was there.
Okay. Scary last night with Luis Arraez. You see that, Mark?
I did.
Holy cow. And he's on the injured list now with a concussion. And
collision at first base.
Man, that was ugly. That was ugly in that Sunday night baseball game. But we'll talk some baseball coming up tomorrow with Cal Eldred. Looking forward to that. NBA tonight. Spencer on Sports next. Have a good night.
Sounds great. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the Gym Class right here in Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN. Talk to you tomorrow at 3.
We're everyday people doing good in our community. Our kindness runs deep, just like our blood. The same blood we donate to help treat sickle cell disease, which hits Black people the hardest.